good fight. It's the only way. Here we are, folks, fighting the good fight for truth, exposing the lying, mass-murdering thieves. We're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. And I do believe we have our next guest on the line, another important guest. It's Wanda Piety, the coordinator of the truckers rally that took place the past 3 days across the country. Are you there, Wanda?
I am. I'm here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, welcome. Glad to have you. Actually, I see we already have a caller, but before we take that caller, I just wanted to give the chance to just give a little background on yourself, how you got involved in this. I know I asked you this the other day on another show, but for the listeners here on this show, if you could just tell us a little background, how you got involved in activism and, you know, what brought you to this point.
Well, it all started with an accident that I had late one night. You know, we were working, and I accidentally fell and broke my wrist badly enough that I needed surgery on it. And because my husband and I don't have medical insurance, I was basically forced to go to a county hospital here in Los Angeles, and that was County USC Medical Center. And what happened over the course of the next 6 days was just an absolute third-world nightmare. And when I got out of the hospital after 6 days of being forced to stay there, I just swore that I would never be politically correct again. I would never turn a blind eye to what I saw, and I would never not speak out about what I knew to be the truth. And you know, I started blogging on a website. I'd never blogged before in my life. I'm just too busy to do anything like that, but I really needed a place to vent my anger. And but because I'm a more solution-oriented person than a venter, I pretty much went on grassfire.com blog site, which is it's actually firesociety.com. It's the Grassfire blog site. And I put up a thread asking, you know, what people thought about the idea of putting together some type of a rally. And one of the posters posted, you know, something about the Teamsters. And he said, what about the Teamsters? You know, has anybody thought about contacting them? And, you know, like I've said many times on many different shows, that it was like this massive light went off inside my head and heart. And, I thought, the truckers, holy smoke, the truckers, they could shut this nation down. And what better way to get our government to pay attention to the people of this country than through our truckers? You know, they're truly the lifeblood of this nation. And so anyway, that's where the whole idea came about, and that's, you know, that's why I started to pursue this idea of trying to organize the truckers into a rally, you know, for many different reasons. You know, one was because the most important and tenuous reason was because, you know, George Bush's North American Union plans also include very immediately the, you know, allowance of, you know, hundreds of Mexican trucking companies into America, you know, onto American roads with their truckers. And, you know, this is just a really tragedy. This is a tragedy that's just waiting to unfold before us. You know, last night there was a trucker, you know, big trucking accident here in Los Angeles. There's one just about every other day down here, you know, several a week, you know, many, many per month, and they're all Mexican truckers that do not have, you know, insurances. They don't have the commercial driver's licenses. They don't have the training. They don't, you know, their trucks are so poorly maintained. I mean, the list of grievances, you know, and violations are just extensive to our federal trucking laws.
Right.
And, you know, once again, last night, you know, it had tied up traffic for hours, all lanes of the traffic. This guy fell off of an over-ramp. He just, like, plunged off of an over-ramp and completely blocked up all lanes of traffic.
Yeah,
and, you know, why Americans tolerate this kind of crap, it's
crazy.
Just beyond me.
Well, hold that thought, and we'll be right back after this break.
All right. right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. This is Henry Kissinger asking you to please support the Pan American Union. Me and my business partners would greatly appreciate it. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Just a reminder to our listeners, we're offering the Freedom to Fascism DVD, Aaron Russo's great work for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get your copy today by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Also, really quick, just to mention, I'm offering two of my books that I've written. One is called Piercing the Fog of 9/11. It's all the evidence you'll ever need and then some to prove 9/11 was, in fact, an inside job. It's fully documented, fully referenced. You can check out the resources for yourself and see I'm not making this stuff up. Also contained, I'm selling them on a CD. You can also get another book I've written called The New World Disorder. It's basically an encyclopedia of, I tried to give as much, you know, broad-based coverage to the subject as I could. I talk about the taking over of our education system, our media. I talk about the establishment of the Federal Reserve, how that came about, why it came about, how it's hijacked our economy, the taking over of our whole country, basically. I talk about the United Nations. I mentioned 9/11 there as well. You name it, it's in there. I talk about the hijacking of organized religion and how that's also being used to forward the cause of the New World Order and root toward a world religion. just like they want a world government. They want a world religion, a world economy. Talk about the Pan-American Union, the European Union. Anyway, you can order that. It's $10. It contains both of those books. And again, they're both fully referenced in the back. I give resources for all the information I cite in there in the quotations. You can get that by writing to me, Charles Giuliani, at 39 Fruit Street in Milford, Massachusetts, 01757. Again, that's Charles Giuliani at 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Massachusetts, 01757. I had to make sure I pronounced Milford right, because out here in the Boston area, it's Milford. People usually, they think I'm saying M-I-L-F-I-D. That is the proper pronunciation in Boston area, but it's Milford. Anyway, okay, we're back with our guest, Wanda Piety. But before we go back to you, Wanda, I've had poor Michael in New York waiting for some time here, our caller. So if you're still there, Mike. Oh, he did. Oh, shucks. Well, Mike, if you're still listening, sorry for keeping you waiting so long. Feel free to call back in, and we'll get you back up on the line. Okay, back to Wanda. So, yeah, Wanda, you were saying, do you remember where you left off? You were talking about...
I was just saying that, it was just really by accident, literally, that I kind of fell into this. And, I mean, all my life I've been fairly politically active, supporting candidates and, campaigning for senators and things of that nature, and always trying to stay as, up on what's going on in our country as possible. But this past, and actually for years, I have to admit, I was one of those people that, because my husband and I have a business and we work so many hours, 7 days a week, I mean, we're just pretty much buried in work, that I never really got actively involved other than faxing and emailing and, sending letters to my congressmen and senators about all the things that have been bothering and upsetting me. All the while I'm doing this, last year alone, I think I sent out over 3,000 letters and faxes just by myself. But, I too was one of those people that just sort of sat back and said, what the heck's going on out there, and why isn't anybody doing anything, and where are all the rallies, and where all these people that have all these, organizations that are fighting against what's going on in America, this illegal invasion and, the dissolution of all of our jobs and the loss of all our manufacturing, and, I mean, all these things that are just compounding daily. I kept saying, where is everybody, and what are they doing, and I couldn't find anybody. I mean, it was so disheartening, and, when I put that thread out, suddenly, I get this idea about the truckers, and so I put another thread back out, and, the response was, in my opinion, really overwhelming, and, most of the responses or the responders that I heard from were from truckers and from the police, police officers. Right. And from that, I decided that maybe something like this could really work. And if it could work, what better way to unite the country under one common cause, and what better way to get our government and to pay attention to us, and also the people in America that, are so apathetic to what's going on, out of hopelessness, out of fear, out of, whatever the reasons are. We just have such a huge pervasive atmosphere and loss of character in our country that's just based on hopelessness and fear. I just don't even know how to deal with it some days. It's and actually we kind of experienced it over the days of this rally, on April 23rd.
That's what I want to get to in a minute, how the turnout was not quite what you were hoping for. But before we even do that, I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on what you were just saying. They wanted to do what we see happening now in this country, the total complete takeover of this government, the coup d'etat, the trashing of the Constitution, raping and pillaging of our economy. They wanted to do this. Well, in fact, to some degree, they have been doing it all along, but not on this scale. They've certainly upped the ante exponentially under this administration. They wanted to do this years ago, but they couldn't because the public was too wide awake. The Vietnam War era, for example, you saw people engage in massive demonstrations, taking to the streets. on a grand scale. But, you know, what has happened in the past 20, 30 years that people have gotten to this apathetic state? This is all done by design. It's incredible the way that the masses can be so easily manipulated, and they do it through the media. You know, the demoralization that takes place through the, you know, the television programs, the movies, even the video games, making war look more acceptable, more appealing, even fun. Just the moral degradation of society. You know, Winston Churchill once said that there's no quicker way to take a nation down than to debauch its moral standards. And that's absolutely true. They know this. So they have been systematically engaged. Yeah, they've been engaged in this process for decades. And now, you know, with the introduction of Prozac and Ritalin and all these other psychotropic drugs, they get such a large percentage of the population on them. They figure that, okay, it's time. You know, we can get away with something like 9/11 now. They wanted to do this a long time ago, but the time wasn't right. But now, you know, they've been watching the public carefully, seeing how they've been responding, or should I say not responding to things. And so they figured, okay, let's try it. Hey, if we blow it, we can always just blame it on incompetence, and we'll have to step back a little bit. But if we can pull it off, that means the time is right. And so let's look at it this way, folks. If we continue to sit back in light of all the outrageous, scandalous crimes this administration has pulled in the past 6+ years, if we continue to sit back and do nothing, we're sending a message to these criminals in Washington that, you know, we're giving them the green light that they can not only continue with crimes of this nature, but even worse. You think Bush is bad? Mark my word, I hope I turn out to be wrong, that people will become active and put a stop to what's going on. But if not, the next administration is going to be even worse. I mean, I remember saying, you probably said the same thing. You know, I can't wait till we get Clinton out of office. I can't stand this guy. Right. I'm actually looking back at those good old days.
I know, me too. Same thing. And I do. I look at all, especially, you know, I look at all the candidates, and there are, you know, two fairly decent candidates out there. One of them is exceptional, Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You know, the other, Tom Tancredo, is maybe half of what he is. But all the others, you know, and the media is just shoving them down America's throats, you know, with their fake polls and all this other stuff saying, oh, Rudy Giuliani is leading the pack. And that guy is such a worthless piece of garbage, you know, on an American scale. You know, even what he did for, you know, New York during 9/11 was so far below what should have been done for that, you know, during that time of crisis. And, you know, the same thing with, you know, Katrina and other things. You know, we have no leaders in this country. And if anybody wants to read something that I just, you know, finished reading, it's called Where Have All the Leaders Gone by Lee Iacocca. Now, you know, regardless of what Lee did in the past, this man has really been working hard to sort of resurrect himself. And this he's written an article called Had Enough, and it's being posted on the websites, but it's an excerpt out of this book called Where Have All the Leaders Gone? And I can't even begin to tell you how right on what he's writing is. You know, he's basically saying, you know, aren't you outraged enough yet, you know, by what's going on to stand up? And, you know, and he points out all these different things that we need to look for in a person that we want to be president of the United States. And, you know, when you look at, and he uses, you know, examples like George Bush and Bill Clinton and all the other people that have, you know, tried to become leaders of our country and really what they stand for. And he basically breaks it down very, very common sense-wise as to why these people never would have made good leaders and why George Bush is probably the most tragic leader this country has ever, ever had. You know, he's done more to destroy the fabric of this nation and the moral values of this nation than all the other presidents rolled into one. I mean, this guy is just a complete,
absolutely,
utter joke.
And yet people look up to him still. Thank heavens, not that many anymore. But there's still people that look up to him as though he's some icon of Christianity, you know, the great Christian George Bush. Pat Robertson, there isn't a day that goes by where he's not hailing him as a great man of God. Oh, give me a break. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back after this break. We're part of fire.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my fellow Americans. You know, more and more of our imports come from overseas all the time.
One of my favorite Bushisms. Or how about...
Right. Some people treat Social Security like it's some kind of federal program.
You know, this guy is absolutely scary. If it's not his criminal activities, it's his downright stupidity. I mean, on that basis alone, he needs to be removed. To have that much power and that little brains, I mean, you know... On what basis do his defenders defend him? There's nothing left to defend him on. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And what does it say about the character of the people that are defending him?
Yeah, exactly. And the intelligence.
Exactly. I wanted to read a quick excerpt, if it's okay with you, from Had Enough. It's just a short passage, but I
sure,
think
and
it speaks volumes.
Yeah, sure, and then we'll...
Yeah, it says, am I the only guy in this country who's fed up with what's happening? Where the hell is our outrage? We should be screaming bloody murder. We've got a gang of clueless bozos steering our ship of state right over a cliff. We've got corporate gangsters stealing us blind, and we can't even clean up after a hurricane, much less build a hybrid car. But instead of getting mad, everyone sits around and nods their heads when the politicians say, stay the course. Stay the course? You've got to be kidding. This is America, not the damned Titanic. I've got you... I'll give you a soundbite. Throw the bums out. And then he goes on to say, you might think I'm getting senile, but that I've gone off my rocker, and maybe I have, but someone has to speak up. I hardly recognize this country anymore. The President of the United States is given a free pass to ignore the Constitution, tap our phones, and lead us to war on a pack of lies. Congress responds to record deficits by passing huge tax cut for the wealthy. Thanks, but I don't need it. The most famous business leaders are not the innovators, but the guys in handcuffs. While we're fiddling in Iraq, the Middle East is burning, and nobody seems to know what to do. And the press is waving pom-poms instead of asking hard questions. That's not the promise of America my parents and yours traveled across the ocean for. I've had enough. How about you? I'll go a step further. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're not outraged. This is a fight I'm ready and willing to have.
Awesome. Who was that?
That's Lee Iacocca.
Oh, wow. That is a really good quote. I haven't even seen that one.
That's
before.
From his new book called Where Have All the Leaders Gone? And this is an excerpt from his book. I mean, it's about 4 pages long when you print it out. But, I mean, what he does is he goes down the list of all the characters a president or a leader in America should have. And, you know, there's 9 different elements that he thinks, you know, make up a good leader, and he goes through each one of them in detail. And I mean, it's a pretty awesome article. If you know, I'll have to send it to you so that maybe you can post it or, you know, pass it around. But it's really phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely. You can get that to me through is it Deborah? She goes by the name of Cuppy Cake there.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I would definitely like to get that. That's an awesome statement.
Yeah.
And how sad that our leaders are not endowed with any of these qualities, folks. It's just disgusting. We slept for too long, and while we slept, they were looting and building up the momentum for what we're now seeing unfolding. We have, again, our buddy Tony back with us from New York on the line.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on?
Wanda, thank you for telling us about this information. You know, it's really important. I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yes, thanks again. Keep on doing what you're doing because, yeah, once again, it is important. The reason I'm calling back is, Charlie, we scored a good interview for tomorrow. Just wanted to let you know, too, the man who started the Feel Good Foundation, that's for the first responders who aren't getting taken care of. Tomorrow on The View, he has his people from his board and his organization are going to be interviewed by Rosie O'Donnell. And after the interview on the show, when the show's over, they already recorded the show during the week. When the show's over, he's going to be able to be interviewed, and he's going to talk about his organization and what they're doing, give an update on many of the things that they're involved with. And I just wanted to give an opportunity, you know, because it's so short notice, so the listeners can know. Tune in tomorrow for that. That's John Feelgood from the Feelgood Foundation, first responders. He was working at Ground Zero, and he's sick. And Vito, who's on The View, is waiting for a lung transplant. So that's for tomorrow's show, if that's all right, if that's available.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, so we'll be hooking that up. So all the viewers that are listening, all the listeners that are listening, you know, tune in tomorrow. That'll be in the first hour, and it'll be for just about 20 minutes because he's going to be on the run tomorrow.
All right, thanks for setting that up for me, Tone.
All right, my man.
Yeah, I'll catch up with you later. Yeah, Tony's the guy that actually arranged our first guest today, Luke Rudkowski. Tony is right there in the New York area, so he's got a lot of contacts down there, and now he's just set up this interview, so that should be very interesting. So, okay, coming back now, I wanted to ask you, boy, time is running by. It's already half past the second hour here. I wanted to ask you, Wanda, I know Monday was a dismal disappointment. The turnout was not very good at all with this truckers' rally. Did things pick up at all on Tuesday, Wednesday, do you know?
Actually, I would like to correct what you just said because it wasn't a dismal turnout. It was, I think, a phenomenal turnout.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah,
you've got to update me then. Oh, definitely, because
yeah.
I got the impression that it wasn't that good. All right, well, hold right there, and when we get back, I definitely want to hear all about this. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We're tired of foolish games, and we're not going to play them anymore. So, okay, fill us in now. We're back here on Truth Hurts. This is your host, Charles Giuliani, and our guest is Wanda Piety. Yeah, fill us in on Monday. I guess things actually were better than I thought.
Well, you know, the what was allowed to take place was not what our participants were there to do. You know, we... About 11 o'clock in the morning, I started driving up to Sacramento from Los Angeles about 4 a.m., so I was on the freeway, and I really had no access to the Internet or anything to know really how things were going across the country. And I got a call on my cell phone from Drew Raines of a Marines Disquisition radio talk show out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and he was on a live traffic cam web feed and out of Montgomery County, which is the D.C. area, and he said that he was looking at the I-95 northbound from the southern states up into the Beltway, and he said that he was, Wanda, I can see truckers lined up all the way for as far as your eye can see, he said, trucks and cars, and he goes, and you can see American flags on a lot of the trucks, and he said, and I see banners and signs everywhere. And he said, you know, so this is great news, you know, because basically he was looking at the D.C. Beltway, and he said, I only see one trucker on the Beltway. And he goes, this is really upsetting me. But then when he turned to the live webcam, he said, gosh, you know, this shows, you know, that there's a lot of truckers waiting to get on the Beltway. So we were both really encouraged by that and thought, okay, this is really great. Then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I get a call from this trucker named Art Pollock, and he was the only trucker that was on the D.C. Beltway. He had gotten onto the Beltway about 9 in the morning with his big rig, his 18-wheeler, and, you know, with flags flying and posters all over. And then another guy who left his big rig at home but went on the Beltway in his pickup truck with flags, and Art kind of joined together with him, and they rolled around the Beltway all day from 9 in the morning until he called me about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he said, Wanda, he goes, I don't know what's going on, but he goes, I don't know where all the other truckers are, but we're the only two on this entire Beltway that are protesting. He said, there are no other truckers. He goes, it's just me, and that's it. He goes, what the heck is going on? So I called, I called Drew Raines back, and he was almost in tears. He goes, I don't know what's going on. He says,
this is why I thought the turnout wasn't that good.
No, but, and he said, he said that he had been hearing from truckers all across the country that they were getting tickets. So just about the same time as he told me this, I got a call from John Statmiller of RBN, and he put me on the radio. And the first caller that, we put a call out and said, truckers call in and let us know what's going on. The first caller was a guy that had headed up a convoy going south into D.C. from the northern states. And he said, we had a pretty nice-sized convoy, a nice large convoy, and everything was going great. We're rolling down down the freeway, and then we get into Maryland, and he said that the police were out in force, and they pulled every single one of us over and ticketed us. And so, then another trucker called into the Drew Raines show just after that and said, the D.C. police and the Maryland police are telling all the 18-wheelers that they are not allowed on the Beltway unless they have a load with a legal bill of lading for the D.C. area. And so no trucks were allowed onto the Beltway. And then we got reports from pretty much all over the nation from Tennessee, truckers. There was a convoy of about 20 truckers going into Nashville, and they said that they were intercepted before they even got to the Capitol and told, that they weren't allowed anywhere near the Capitol and to leave. Same thing happened in Little Rock, Arkansas. A convoy of about 40, 50 trucks, rolled into Little Rock. They were told the same thing. We were told that the same thing happened in Oklahoma City, but that the truckers there basically re-rallied, parked their trucks outside of the Capitol, and then walked into the Capitol and joined a rally that was happening on the Capitol steps, and a state senator came out and spoke to them and told them about legislation that they were putting through Congress to stop the North American Union.
Really? So,
that rally consisted, the reports have varied, but a lot of the different newspapers that have reported on it have said anywhere from 75 to 175 truckers showed up. And Dan Howard, who was there, said it was 100-plus truckers that showed up. So, I think all in all, the truckers tried to rally in many, many places. I think in other places, and I'm not sure why the turnout was so poor, because in places like Texas, we had commitments from literally thousands of truckers down there that said that they were going to rally with us. And, John Statmiller and his wife and Roger Hedgecock and his wife went, to the steps of the Capitol in Austin. And he said that, they were the only ones that were protesting, and nobody showed up. And so, we're confused as to really what happened and why things in some areas didn't work out, and why, and in other areas we know exactly why they didn't work out.
Yeah, but sounds like the federal mafia got word and made some
phone calls. That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? In spite of that, the response back to us on the website and the emails, the hundreds and hundreds of emails that I've been receiving since, the rally started, it's just been nothing but positive, and everybody is so gung-ho to help out this next go-around for the June 14th, 15th, and the 16th rally. And everybody's saying, please, let us organize our states. Let us help you out. We know that you were pretty much hanging out there on your own, trying to, to get as much information to as many people as possible. But,
You're going to be more more clandestine about your locations for the next rally?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think what we're going to do is rely on the truckers to help us understand what the better way to do this would be. And, you know, like Art Pollack, he's a trucker, and he said, you know, maybe what would be the best way to do this is for the truckers, instead of doing slow rolls down the freeways, just to park their trucks for an hour along the side of the freeway so that everybody that passes, you know, but to do it all in one location so that there's, you know, like, you know, 500 trucks all on the sides of the freeway, you know, parked, you know, and there's no law that says that you can't do that. Every trucker in America is allowed to pull over and park his truck on the side of the freeway if he needs to.
Exactly.
You know, park for an hour and just, you know, with your banners up and let every car that passes know. And, you know, we can inform the media so the media can go out and take a look and see what's going on and actually even interview the truckers, you know, to get, you know, get their, you know, voices heard. And, you know, and then, you know, maybe there is a way for us to be able to rally D.C., but in a much more effective way. We just need to hear from the truckers what some of those ideas are. And, you know, and I'm already hearing, you know, some of the truckers are already saying, well, hey, you know, if they don't want our truckers into the D.C. area, then let's just, you know, tell all the truckers nobody drives into D.C. for 3 or 5 days. You know, let them eat their own cake. You know, just nobody go in there.
Well, you know, the feds might be willing to cooperate with you guys if you let them know. They'll probably give you a big lot fenced in up outside Juneau, Alaska somewhere. You know, a nice free speech zone?
Yes. Hang on for one moment, please. Hold on, please. I'm
sure.
Going to have to get off the line just for 1 second. Hold on.
Okay. No problem. Well, there's a brave woman for you there. Once again, another example of how one person can make a big difference, guys, just like our previous guest. There's, you know, Luke Rudkowski, one person going out with his camera, interrupting the Brzezinski talk, you know, going to the front of the new Building 7 at the WTC, just filming the Gestapo there, whoever they were. They said they were cops. I wonder, probably Secret Service or something, especially where you can bet FBI, CIA probably got their new offices there. Just like the, Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC, had their office in there. A bunch of federal, in fact, the Secret Service themselves had an office in that building. So that's probably what this thug was. You back?
Hello?
Yeah, you're back. Okay, great.
I am so sorry.
Oh, no problem. No, I was just talking about how, you know, what a great example you are of how one person, you know, can make a big difference.
Yeah, I want to say something about that as well. You know, there, in spite of the fact that I singly started this, there have been so many people across the nation that have just been absolute champions in helping to get the information out. I mean, people that have printed up thousands upon thousands of banners and flyers that we, you know, put out on the website and you know, passed them out and actually went, you know, drove hundreds of miles to different truck stops across the nation, you know, trying to get these flyers into the truckers' hands and to speak to them, you know, individually to help them understand what was happening across America. And, you know, the participation and just the concern and the care, you know, from so many different people on so many different levels, I mean, it's just been so amazing. And you know, for this rally to not go off in such a huge manner. I mean, honestly, when I put out my final email, I re-emailed every single person that emailed me. And when I put out that final email, I was telling them that I thought that somewhere between 3 and 8% of our truckers nationwide were going to participate in this rally. And that's only because of the basic commitments that we got from truckers themselves. You know, when they were given the flyers that said, I'll be there, or the emails that I received or the phone calls that I received, which were literally in the thousands. And, you know, so for this to be the way it was, I mean, it's taken me a couple days to sort of regroup my emotions, you know, to try and figure out, okay, how do we approach this next time to be really, really successful with this?
Yeah, there's got to be a change of strategy. Now, did things pick up at all Tuesday, Wednesday? Was it pretty much the same?
No, in fact, I think that it was, you know, from the response the first day and so many truckers getting tickets. I mean, we heard from 70-plus truckers that had, you know, received tickets. I think that most of them kind of didn't know what to do or how to go about it. You know, they, you know, because all of our ideas were not working, and you know, we didn't have a plan B in place to be able to say, okay, now, you know, because that didn't work. Everybody just meet at this truck stop and do this or that. And the thing about, you know, them meeting at truck stops, you know, that was an idea as well. But you know, truck stops are privately owned, and you know, truckers could also be ticketed there in the event that they, you know, they try to protest. But the thing about, you know, them being ticketed, that's a complete violation of their constitutional rights. Number one, they have a right to drive on our highways. They have a right to drive at 45 miles an hour because that's the legal minimum speed limit allowed on our freeways. They have a right to protest. You know, they have a right to, you know, all the things that they were doing. They did nothing wrong, yet they were penalized for doing it.
Well, that's like our previous guest. You know, he's an activist up in New York there, and he was, down in New York for me, but there he was just filming on a public street, and he was being told, get out, turn the camera off. He's like, sir, I'm not breaking any law. Turn the camera off. I don't want the camera on. He's, but sir, I'm not breaking any law. I have perfect right to do this. I know my rights. They don't care about law. This regime doesn't operate under law. To them, the law is whatever their opinion is. And you better abide or else, peasant. It's disgusting.
It's unconscionable, you know. And the thing is when you stand up to these people and you really, like, get back up in their face and, you know, you start filming them and ask them to recite the law that you're violating, they can't do it. I mean, these people are just, you know, mindless wimps. The only thing that they can, you know, resort to is violence because they have nothing, I mean, absolutely nothing to stand on. So,
you know, any neocons that are listening, and I doubt there are, but if there are, I would like you to call, and of course you know they won't, but I'll say it anyway. I'd like you to call in and explain to us, you know, on what basis we should be hailing Der Fuhrer as our great leader when he told Congress just after 9/11 that the terrorists who attacked us did so because they hate our freedoms. And then he's turned around and completely trashed our freedoms. What is meritorious about this man that we should be hailing him as king? I mean, if Clinton did this, these so-called conservatives, the neocons is what they are, would have been all over his case as an un-American traitor. Bush does it, and somehow that's okay. It's astonishing.
Well, and it's just like Lee Iacocca said, where is the outrage? We shouldn't just be upset. We shouldn't just be whining and complaining and asking that, you know, the same question that I was asking for, you know, a while. You know, where are the people that are supposed to be doing something for us? Nobody's supposed to be doing anything for us. We're supposed to be doing it for ourselves. If you have an opinion, don't just voice it. Act on it. Do something proactive to make a physical change. You know, every single person that emails me, a lot of them just want to rant. And I write them back and I say, are you an American? Then why are you just ranting? Why are you not out there doing something like I'm trying to do? You know, sometimes I get, you know, people that are criticizing me for what I'm trying to do. And I tell them, you know, if you've got a better idea, then by all means, put it out there because I'm willing to, you know, hop on board any train that's you know, going to help, you know, save this country and turn this mess into a win situation for all of Americans, you know, legal American citizens. But, you know, otherwise, you know, take your rant someplace else because I just don't have time for it. I want to do something that's proactively going to change the direction that this, you know, this tragic direction that this country is headed in. You know, like Iacocca said, you know, where we've got a gang of clueless bozos steering our ship of state right over a cliff, and we're letting them do it.
You got to send me that quote through our
through Deborah. Friend.
Yeah, Deborah. That's just fantastic. I love that. I want to use that. But you know, it's amazing. You look through history, and it's pretty much always been this way, hasn't it? I mean, you go back to the Dark Ages, for example, and the few that stood up against the tyranny of the prevailing church in the day, you know, the Roman Catholic Church, ran control Europe. You were burned at the stake if you questioned anything. A great many people didn't like what was going on. They saw that, yeah, what's going on? This loving institution is killing people if you question it. But nobody did anything. They just sat back and watched it for the most part. You know, there was relatively few people that were standing up. And you go to Hitler's regime, the same thing. You know, there was a lot of people that knew what was going on, or at least didn't like what was going on. They might not have not understood it fully. But they sat back and didn't do anything, like a bunch of blind sheep. And this was before the Prozac and Ritalin generation.
Yeah. And, you know, and when you think about our colonists, you know, there were a small handful of people, of men, brave men and women, that were, you know, trying to organize the colonies and trying to, you know, bring the rest of the colonists on board to fight against this huge tyrannical power, Britain, you know, that was destroying, you know, the colonists and the colonies. And only 13%, they were, that small handful, which was 55 men and women,
right,
were only able to convince 13% of the colonists to engage in the Revolutionary War.
And here we go. History is repeating itself. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Segment here on Truth Hurts Radio. I'm Charles Giuliani. Our guest is Wanda Piety, organizer of the truck drivers rally that was going on the past few days, and in fact will be going on again in June. I want you to plug your website in a few minutes here. Before that, though, I wanted to ask you, is there any strategy any ideas yet that you've heard or come up with or anybody else has suggested? I've got one. Maybe you guys could have them, I guess this would have to involve actually going on a strike, but maybe show up in their cars.
I'm sorry, say that again, show up in their cars?
Instead of driving their trucks and pulling over on the side of the road, you know?
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea, and that's what, you know, we, some of the truck drivers that called in that didn't want, you know, to, or that couldn't bring their big rigs because they were owned by the companies that they worked for, you know, they said, you know, they were upset because they couldn't, they felt that they couldn't participate, and I said, hey, just get in your car, put an American flag in your car, you know, because that's what's going to identify you as a rally participant, and you know, and a little poster on your car as well, and go participate. And I think that you know, that may be the way that we're going to have to do this. Although I sure wish that we could have the 18 wheelers, because I mean, they're like walking billboards. You know, they're just. But you know, if we're not able to do that, then maybe we're not going to be able to do that. It's just. I would rather have something happen than nothing happen.
Or if they can spray paint some Mexican logo on their trucks, then they'll let them through.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right on.
But yeah, that might have to be the way they go. You know, they'll just mingle right in with the traffic. They won't be able to stop them then. But that might have to actually involve strike. They won't be able to do it on the job time. You know, being in their cars.
Right. You know, take days off to do that and. Yeah, and actually just park their trucks and not drive them. But so yeah, we're right now we're forming a coalition of organizers, and there's a lot of really wonderful people that are involved, and you know, some of them are the talk show hosts that I've been interviewed by, and you know, John Stattmiller wants to be one of them, and Drew Raines wants to be one, and Art Pollock and a bunch of other people across the nation. We're trying to find, you know, at least one or two people from every state in the nation that would be willing to organize their state. So, I mean, that would be something also to let your listeners know, that if you want to organize your state and help out in this next rally that's coming up, please email our website. The website is www.saveamericafund.org, and my email is just freedom@saveamericafund.org. And I answer every single one of my emails, and I will take any phone call that comes in. And, you know, I just appreciate anybody that wants to help and participate.
And this, of course, goes way beyond truck drivers. You don't have to be a truck driver or affiliated with truck drivers. This concerns all Americans. It just so happens that truck drivers are doing this particular rally. But by all means, everyone is welcome to help support in whatever way you can, to show up there or to give financial support, whatever. But understand, this concerns everyone. It's not just truck drivers. This is our future. This is our country. We won't have a country in 3 years from today with the Pan-American Union if this thing goes through. Did you want to say one last word?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, and also, you know, we're trying to find a leader, someone that can help with what we're trying to do here. And, you know, I'm actively trying to get in touch with Mr. Iacocca to see if maybe he wouldn't be willing to come on board, because...
That'd be
great. I am outraged, and I think that all of the other people that want to participate in this are just as outraged as he is. So,
hear ya. Well, yeah. I want to thank you for coming on with us, and I'd like to have you on again sometime. You can give us some updates on the coming strike in June or the rally.
Anytime at all, I mean that sincerely. Anytime at all, you want me on, you just give me a call, and I'm there.
Thanks. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Keep fighting for the truth.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.